Page 124. Presentation Project. Exercise 1B.
There are some people that you just get along with immediately. There are other people that it takes you a while to get to know and to like. My friend Omar was one of those people. He and I have very different attitudes about honesty. And it definitely took some time for me to appreciate that. And him. When I was growing up, my parents taught me that I should try not to say things that would upset people when it wasn't necessary. And I still follow that advice to avoid arguments and disagreements. On the other hand, Omar believes it's more important to be honest all the time. When I first met Omar, he seemed rude to me. For example, after a class one day, I invited everyone in our study group to see a movie. And I was surprised when he said, "No thanks, that movie looks really boring." I couldn't believe it. I would have told a white lie and said, "I'm sorry, but I have other plans today." Instead of being so direct. Another time he seemed impolite to me was when Daniel, a guy in our study group, was complaining that our class was too hard and the tests weren't fair. Trying to be nice, I pretended to agree with Daniel and show sympathy. But Omar said exactly what he was thinking again. He told Daniel, "The problem isn't the class. The real problem is that you need to do homework and come to class more often." Which was true. We finished our class a few semesters ago and we're still friends because the better I get to know Omar, the more I appreciate him. I'm grateful that I can always trust him to give me an honest opinion, and I admire the way he's comfortable with conflict. If you know someone whose personality is different from your own, I recommend that you give him or her a chance and see what you can learn from them. Thank you.